Okay, it is now Sunday, February 8th, 2026. It is now 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My name is Tatanka Bricka. I'm chair of the local station board of KPFK Pacifica Radio, and I do call this meeting to order. For any LSB member who needs access to Spanish translation during the KPFK LSB meeting, we suggest use Spanish translation tools during the meeting and or contact Rodrigo Argueta for assistance. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Nikki Hahn, vice chair of this LSB, please call the roll and establish quorum.
Okay. I'm going to try to do better than last time. Okay. Rodrigo Argueta. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes, present.
Great. Cristina Avalos?
Here.
Marisol Bielma?
He has asked excused absence, so she won't be here.
So Tatanka Bricka?
Presente.
Rachel Brunke? I'll come back. Ninel Centeno?
Here.
Excellent. Ace Estwick. I'll come back. Ariana Gladney. Oh, she's in the waiting room. Ariana Gladney, are you here? I'll come back. Jan Goodman. We can't hear you, Jan. Okay, I'll come back.
You need to unmute.
Jan Goodman here.
Thank you, Jan.
Sorry, I was muted.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Jan is present.
I see Ariana here.
Yes, I'll come back because I didn't hear her. Nikki Hahn, I'm present. Ian Johnston. I'll come back. Avelia Jones.
Here.
Thank you. Avelia. Chapasha Luchembe?
Here.
Thank you. Jack Neff?
Here.
Back. Oh, thank you, Jack. Brenda Martinez?
Yes, Susan.
Do you see my text?
No.
Okay, take a look.
Okay.
Oh, you're...
Okay, thanks.
Okay. For some reason, Susan, you're... Oh, okay. Anyways, Brenda Martinez...
She's asked for an excused absence for personal reasons.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. Nancy Naparco?
Present.
Thank you. Robert Payne?
Presente.
Thank you. Myla Reason?
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Janine Roan?
Present.
Thank you. Lee Thorpe?
Lee Thorpe, present.
Thank you. Oscar Yoa. I'll come back. Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here.
Thank you. Adam Woolman.
Here, and even though you can't see me, wearing a KPFK t-shirt.
Awesome.
Hey.
Carlos Zavala.
Here.
Okay. Now I'll
Happy
go back.
Birthday to Carlos.
Happy birthday.
No, please.
Okay. It gets old after a while.
Rachel Brunke. Okay, I can't hear. Ace Estwick. Okay. Ariana Gladney. Ariana, can you hear us? I see she's here, but
maybe she's muted. If you're maybe you're muted.
There we go. Can you hear us, Ariana?
Uh-huh. I can hear y'all here.
Thank you. Ian Johnston. Okay. And Oscar Ulloa. Okay. Let me tally this up.
Somebody else just came in with a phone number, so that might be one of the members who didn't respond.
Mr. Chair, Nikki, it's Elliot. I'm here.
Sorry, who was that?
Elliot Avila.
Oh, hi, Elliot. Awesome. Okay. So we have 18 present. And then I heard two people ask for excused absences. One, two, three. And four are absent, that no one mentioned an excused absence.
I did. The Brenda Martinez request.
Yes, I got Brenda and
Marisol. Yeah.
And then absent, I didn't hear Rachel Brunke, Ace Estwick, Ian Johnson, or Oscar Ulloa.
Okay.
Ian Johnson present.
Ah, thank you, Ian. Okay. So we have 19 present. So that's, yeah. Quorum.
And do keep a note, Nikki, of those present and those absent and et cetera for the minutes. Susan Young, chair of the Pacific National Board, at the request of the chair, will be serving as meeting management advisor. Thank you, Susan. Request for excused absences. This we do have both Brenda Martinez and Marisol Bielman have both requested excused absence for personal reasons. Are there any other requests for excused absences? Okay, hearing none, I've asked both Brenda Martinez and Marisol Bielman have requested excused absences. Is there any objections to this request? Okay, hearing none, the vice chair will note that these two are to be noted as excused absences.
Janine and Jack have their hand up.
I would like to recognize the presence of Oscar Ulloa at the meeting.
Oscar, can you...
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather, but hopefully I can participate. Thank you.
Thank you. So you're noted as present, Oscar. Welcome. Okay. Hearing none, those are excused absences. And note those. And we are
Janine's
now...
hand is up.
The chair recognizes Janine Roan.
Thank you. I just wanted to note that I've put in the chat and email to some of the officers the motion that I have to for the agenda. I just didn't want to blow past that part of the approval. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, duly noted. Okay, land back acknowledgement. Avelia Jones, will you please read land back?
Thank you. We acknowledge the critical importance of the land and water to the indigenous peoples of California today, and that the existence of tribal communities and preservation of traditional indigenous ways of life depend on secure and permanent land bases and the right of self-determination. We recognize the painful history upon which the state of California was created, and how policies, systems, and structures continue to oppress and erase indigenous peoples today. For the past two centuries, tribal communities have been displaced from and dispossessed of their ancestral lands. Sacred sites have been destroyed, and families and communities have been torn apart through residential boarding schools and relocation programs. We further recognize the diverse Native American diaspora of California, including thousands who were brought here from other parts of the United States without their consent or through false promises of opportunity. These policies had a purpose: to permanently remove indigenous communities from their ancestral lands, force their assimilation, and erase their cultural identity. We support and defend the rights of all indigenous peoples to retain their specific culture and religious traditions and practices. We strive to honor indigenous cultures and traditions, and when possible and appropriate, integrate indigenous worldviews and values into our approaches and strategies. By committing ourselves to indigenous justice, building authentic, mutual, and lasting relationships with tribes and indigenous communities, we honor all indigenous people who work tirelessly toward justice and healing. That's the land back acknowledgement.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Wopi Latanka, thank you so much. Timekeeper, thank you, Nancy DeParco, for your continued service as timekeeper. Reading of the agenda. I will read the agenda. Opening number one, opening business, 10 minutes. Two, LSB reports, 25 minutes. Three, reports of management and PNB reports, 15 minutes. Four, new business, there is none. Five, LSB community announcements, 5 minutes. Public comment, time certain at 10:30, up to 30 minutes. Seven, adjournment, time certain, 12 noon.
Mr. Chair?
Oh, I want
11:30 for public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say?
10:30.
Thank you for correcting that. 11:30. Okay, let me bring our attention to section 3.3, further down the agenda, an invitation to KPFK LSB to make recommendations about surveys, Pacifica initiating listener surveys and inviting about what needs to in our community to be addressed. So we look forward to that. In addition to inviting community leaders and heads of organizations and nonprofits to participate in our public comment period each meeting. Are there any objections to the agenda as read? Okay.
Mr. Chair, I believe there's a motion to amend.
Motion to amend. Who is going to make the motion to amend?
I believe it's Janine. Put it in the chat.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. I don't check the chat. Janine, you're recognized by the chair.
Yeah, I have motioned to change, but it can be a motion to amend the agenda to address the motions after the reports. Okay. In the agenda, along with adding a Q&A. And my reasoning is that there's important items to address from the reports, and it's also customary to have the reports first. Thank you.
Okay. I don't see the chat. I can't see the chat. Can it be... Ian, hold on.
Ian, second.
Can you hold on, Ian? I hear the second. Thank you, Ian.
And I object. This is Myla object.
Pardon me?
Myla objects to the motion.
All right. It's duly noted. Jan.
So it goes straight to a vote.
Chair recognizes Jan Goodman.
Oh, I was just going to also object, but if it goes straight to a vote, then
let's yeah. Go so I want vote. I want to have Janine read what the motion is,
or what her amendment is.
Well, I mean, sorry, what your amendment to the motion is, Janine, please.
Well, it's the amendment to the agenda. So I'd like to move to amend the agenda to address the motions after the reports. Along with adding a Q&A, and because there are important items to address, and also that it's customary to have the reports first. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So that is it goes straight to a vote, and the motion to amend you have just heard, and that will be when we take roll. If you want the motion to be amended, you will say yay or yes. If you don't want the motion to be amended,
if you want the agenda to be amended.
I'm sorry, the agenda to be, thank you, Myla. Want the agenda to be amended, then you say no. Okay, Vice Chair Nikki Hahn, please take the roll. So.
Okay, so yay is for the, to amend the agenda.
Yay
okay.
is to amend the agenda. Nay is to accept the agenda as it is and to continue business. Go ahead.
Okay. Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Cristina Avalos?
No.
Tatanka?
Okay.
Tatanka Bricka?
No. No means, yeah, no.
Yeah, not amend. Okay.
Not amend, yeah.
Ninel Centeno?
Yes.
Ariana Gladney?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
No.
I'm going to come back to myself. Ian Johnston?
Yes.
May I suggest that people unmute themselves so they can vote?
Jan, Valia Jones?
No.
Chipasha Luchembe?
No.
Jack Neff? Jack, we can't hear you if you're here.
Yes, I'd like to,
pardon me, just yes or no. Thank you.
I'd like
yes
to
or no.
Here. I'm
Jack,
not sure.
Just yes or no. Jack, you are not recognized. We are taking the vote right now. There will be a time for that. Now is not the time. If you keep talking, Jack, I'm going to have to ask to remove you to the meeting.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Nancy Naparco?
Yes.
Robert Payne?
No.
Nancy, did you want to say amend it?
No, I want, I
She said
yes. I said yes.
You said we're going to amend the agenda, Nancy?
Okay, everyone's speaking out. So let's go. Nancy
said
yes.
Is Myla recognized?
No one. I don't think anyone's been recognized.
Been recognized. But take it, and then when you if she changes her mind when you go over it again, she can change it. Otherwise, you just go ahead, unless Susan Young has a comment. I'm just appealing to the chair.
No, just continue with the vote. And you made it clear that voting yes is to amend the agenda. Voting no is to not amend the agenda.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Go ahead, proceed with the vote count.
Myla Reason.
I vote no.
Janine Roan.
Yes.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Adam Woolman.
No.
Carlos Zavala.
No.
Okay, and I'm going to vote yes. Let me count these up. We have 9 yeses.
I count 8 yes and 9 no.
Okay, give me just a minute to count the no's. I have 10 no's and 9 yeses. I don't know if I got a different number than you, Myla.
So read them down again. Read the names and how they voted to make sure.
Okay. Let me put my spreadsheet. Okay, so I have Rodrigo Argueta voted yes. Christina Avalos voted no. Tatanka Bricka voted no. Ninel Centeno voted yes. Ariana Gladney voted yes. Jan Goodman voted no. Nikki Hahn voted yes. Ian Johnston voted yes. Avelia Jones voted no. Chipasha Luchembe voted no. Jack Neff voted yes. Nancy DeParco voted yes. Robert Payne voted no. Myla Reason voted no. Janine Roan voted yes. Lee. Lee Thorpe, I'm sorry. Did I miss you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lee.
I'm going to go ahead and abstain on this one.
Abstain. So this will keep the numbers the same. Oscar Ulloa voted yes. Harvey Wasserman voted no. Adam Wollman voted no. Carlos Zavala voted no.
So sorry, I was off.
So nine yeses and 10 noes. So it does not pass.
Christina, Jan is 2, Avelia is 3.
It passed, Tatanka.
It did not.
I mean, it did not. Oh, God.
Okay.
It failed.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. So
you still have to adopt the agenda.
Okay.
Now that this motion, now that the amendment has failed, is there any objection?
Okay. Are there any objections as read? So we need to vote on it? Is that what you're saying?
No, just is there any objection?
Okay. Are there any objections as read? Okay. Thank you. We go on to the next item. These are the minutes. The minutes have been sent to each LSB member, and please submit any written corrections to the KPFK secretary at kpfksecretary90.7@gmail.com. Thank you. Next item, number 2, LSB reports, 25 minutes. Timekeeper, you're on the 25 minutes, right? Okay. 2.1. Announcement of resignation of Elliot Avila as secretary and appointment of interim secretary. Elliot notified me just this week. He said before he talked to other people, he wanted me to know that he cannot continue to serve in his capacity of secretary. He will be very active as a volunteer and looks forward to working with all of us. It's his good news. I am not at liberty, but he had a great thing happen to him at work, and we wish him wish he could be here. It was really exciting, but he is very enthusiastic about working, continuing to work as a volunteer. So we're all grateful.
Elliot's here.
Pardon me?
Elliot's here with his hand up.
Oh, hi, Elliot.
Hi, yeah, can I be recognized? I can.
Yes,
I don't mind.
Please.
People know.
No, please.
Hey, everyone. Sorry for the sudden, you know, changes. So as many of you know, I'm a nursing student. And I just got recently elected to be the vice president of my Student Nurses Association, but that includes a whole bunch of side responsibilities that I now have to take on suddenly. I love KPFK. I really want to support and continue helping out. But because this is so close to my work as a nurse and at the intersection of my organizing as well, I feel like that is where I need to put my energy. But I'm hoping, you know, once I'm done with my nursing program and I have a bit more time, I'll be able to come back and support, on the board more. And in the meantime, I know I have friends who are interested in supporting KPFK that I've been able to, hopefully get to show up to some of these for public comments. So this will not be the last time y'all see me. But I just, in the current capacity that I have, you know, that those meetings for the Student Nurses Association would be happening Sundays the same time we meet. So that's the only reason. But I appreciate the opportunity and looking forward to working with you all in the future.
Thank you so much, Elliot. Thank you. And we're very grateful that Lee Thorpe has agreed to step in as interim secretary for this meeting only. 2.1, announcement of nominations for permanent secretary and voting for replacement secretary beginning at the next LSB meeting. So please, beyond that, we can receive nominations up until that time. 2.2, motion to hold KPFK LSB 2026 meetings. Chair calls on Adam Wollman to read the motion.
Thank you. The motion reads, is it time now? Yes?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. This is a motion to hold KPFK LSB 2026 meetings on the following dates: April 12th, June 14th, August 9th, October 11th, and December 13th, with meetings beginning at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, ending at a time certain of 12 noon Pacific time.
Thank you very much. So we're going to have a go straight to a 90 seconds for, 90 seconds against, and who wants to motivate this?
I can begin the motivation if that's useful.
Okay, that's great. And who else wants to speak? Okay, and who wants to speak against this?
Chair?
Yes, Jan. Chair recognizes Jan. Sorry, I didn't see your hand, Jan. Go ahead.
Point of information. Are we going to have two in favor and two opposed?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thank you, Dan. So Adam will start off motivating as pro. And who wants to speak against this? Anybody?
This is Janine. I have my hands raised.
Yes, Janine.
Yeah, I'd like to speak against the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. And then who else wants to speak for it? I recognize Christina.
Yes, I'd like to speak for it.
Okay, thank you, Christina. And who else wants to speak against it? In line, I have Ian and Jack. So, Ian, you're next.
I'll defer to Jack if he wants to speak. That's fine.
Jack?
I'll oppose the motion. Is that 90 seconds or how long do I have?
We each have 60 seconds.
Wait, 90 seconds for four and 60
seconds? No, we just have 60 seconds each. This is a tight schedule. And so 60 seconds pro, 60 seconds anti, 60 seconds pro, 60 seconds anti. We go to a vote.
That's different than what was said.
What was said, pardon me, in the interest of this meeting, it's 60-60-60-60. I don't understand. Susan, can you clarify if there's anything wrong here?
No, there's nothing wrong. You did say 90 seconds, but you corrected yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Thank you. I meant 60-60-60-60. Oh, my gosh.
Information, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I'm coming off.
Point 90 seconds or 60 seconds?
60. I apologize. I'm also coming off 3 days of, some kind of medical thing, and it's affecting me. I can tell. Okay. So we will begin. And timekeeper, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And you will let them know, like at 10 seconds to go, that they need to wrap it up.
Yes.
And if they start going over by, I don't know, just a few seconds, cut them off and we will.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Terrific. All right. So pro, we have Adam Wollman. Go ahead, Adam.
Thank you. So when this first was shown to me, when I was first made aware of this motion, and noted that the meeting schedule would put fewer on the books than we've been having. My first thought was, can we be as productive with fewer meetings? But my understanding is that there are other stations, the KPFA, KPFT stations have gone to this slightly lighter schedule. And they've become more productive because, unfortunately, what comes out of these meetings, I think these meetings are very important, especially the listener comment time, isn't the same as what comes out of people actually getting together and putting on fundraisers and tabling events, to which I've gone and been very impressed.
10 seconds.
I believe that with this schedule, the people whose energy goes into figuring out how to navigate these meetings can be put to better use. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Janine, you're up.
Hi, thank you. Well, mine's pretty simple. It's just that, you know, there's a lot of important things going on, as we'll see when we go through the executive director's report. There's a national news programming going on right now. There's audits. We don't have an audit company yet, and we've been behind. There's a bit of an explanation in that in the ED report, and it involves IRS compliance. There's a GM search going on after a year of having an interim GM not giving reports to the listener. So I believe that, you know, the hour and a half that we usually set aside for these meetings is very important, not just for us to be informed as members and be able to comment and ask questions, but also for the listeners to hear about these items. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Christina Avalos, you're up.
Yes, I support this. Every other month meeting, once we as a board are helping and creating and producing for KPFK, we then begin to go back. We can then go back to monthly meetings. So that's why I support the bi-monthly meetings every other month. That's it.
With the time, okay. Thank you. Jack Neff.
Mr. Chair, fellow members of the KPFK LSB board, the motion to move shortened meeting, 90-minute meetings to every other month to cover a radio station that has the most powerful FM broadcast signal west of the Mississippi is absurd. I think the majority is involved with suppressing information about Pacifica, critical things that need to be discussion that are the purview and the interest areas of interest of the LSB. And this is motion is designed to limit discussion, to suppress information that may come out that's potentially embarrassing to the majority, and that the interests of KPFK and the LSB are served by having regular monthly meetings of enough time to attend to the business at hand. This truncated business is being done by suppressing information and limiting discussion by the majority. Vote no.
Okay. Let's, Nikki, or I do believe now Lee is going to be conducting the vote. That correct, Lee?
Correct.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you. So, will you please take the roll and count the vote?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, you may want to remind people that voting yes is for the motion. Voting no is to defeat the motion.
Yeah, voting yes is for the motion to go ahead. State it again, Susan.
Voting yes is to support the motion for meeting every other month with the date specified. Voting no is to not set that schedule.
Thank you. All right. Conduct the vote, Lee.
Mr. Chair. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta votes no. Thank you. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Christina Avalos votes yes. Thank you. Nanelle Soteno.
No.
Nanelle Soteno votes no. Thank you. Ariana Gladney.
No.
Ariana Gladney votes no. Thank you. Jen Goodman.
Yes.
Jen Goodman votes yes. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
Come back to me, please.
I'll go back to you. Ian Johnston. Ian Johnston?
No.
Ian Johnston votes no. Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Thank you. Chipasha Luchembe.
Yes.
Kipashu Luchembe votes yes. Thank you. Jack Neff.
No.
Jack Neff votes no. Thank you. Nancy Naparko.
Yes.
Nancy Naparko votes yes. Thank you. Robert Payne.
Yes.
Robert Payne votes yes. Thank you. Milo Reason. Milo Reason?
Here I am. Yes.
Milo Reason votes yes. Thank you. Janine Roan.
No.
Janine Roan votes no. Thank you. Lee Thorpe, I'll come back to myself. Oscar Ulloa.
No.
Oscar Ulloa votes no. Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman votes yes. Thank you. Adam Woman.
Yes.
Adam Woman votes yes. Thank you. Carlos Zavala.
I think a yes.
Carlos Zavala votes yes. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn votes yes. Thank you. I, Lee Thorpe, will also vote yes. And Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this motion?
I normally don't when it's the vote as such, but I wholeheartedly support this motion. Yes.
The Chair, Tatanka Brekka, votes yes. Thank you. The tally is 13 yes, 7 no, with no abstentions. The motion passes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Motion for 2.3, motion for KPFK LSB regarding outreach to community organizations and other media. Jan, will you please read the motion?
Yes. This is number 2.3 on the agenda. The KPFK local station.
Oh, you know what? Just a second. I think before you start, do I need, have I missed anything? Do I need to adopt this before we go on, Chair?
No, it's been passed.
Okay, great. Thank you. Go ahead, Jan.
The KPFK local station board welcomes Zoom presentations from progressive community organizations and media producers at their meetings during the public comment time. Time may be extended for presentations to include information about the purpose of their organization, membership, connections to media, and announcements. For media organizations, this can include information about the scope of their work, audience, and sharing audio or video recorded segments. And I would volunteer as one of the proponents of this motion.
Okay. You are willing to motivate. Okay.
Yes.
And we're going to do 2-4, two against
like
again.
Tatanka, this is Milo. I'd like to second the motion.
Oh, thank you. It has been seconded by Milo Reason. Thank you.
Janine Roan opposes.
And Janine is opposed, and do you want to be speaking against it, Janine?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I want to.
And then Chipasha, Chair recognizes Chipasha.
Yes, indeed. I'd like to support the motion to speak.
Okay. Terrific. You will speak secondly in support of the motion. And I see Ian's hand up.
Opposed. I'd be happy to speak.
Okay. You'll speak against. Thank you, Ian. All right. 60 seconds each. And the motion is as Jan read it. Does anybody else need that read again or not?
I don't think so.
Pardon me?
I don't think we need to read it again.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I would like another reading.
Okay, go ahead, Jan. Read it, and you can read it a little quicker if you want to.
Okay, so this is number 2.3 on the agenda, which is also on, which is on page 2 of the agenda, which everyone has been sent and is posted. The KPFK Local Station Board welcomes Zoom presentations from progressive community organizations and media producers at their meetings during the public comment time. Time may be extended for presentations to include information about the purpose of their organization, membership, connections to media, and announcements. For media organizations, this can include information about their scope of work, audience, and sharing audio or video recorded segments.
Okay, 60 seconds. Timekeeper,
yes.
Ready? Jan, you're up to motivate.
Yes.
You may start.
As we have been refocused We're supposed to be refocusing our energy towards outreach. This is an outreach and fundraising. This is, and membership. This is a good way for us to try to energize organizations to become more involved with KPFK, for us to hear from community organizations, and it can be done as part of our regularly scheduled meetings, since community, since public comment is designed to hear from the public about KPFK and related items. So I'm super enthusiastic about this because it's actually part of our mission and part of our particular assignment. So I really,
10 seconds.
I would really like the, everybody in on the local station board to reach out to organizations to ask them if they would like to comment, so that we have a broader input and output. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Janine Roan speaking against.
Hi. excuse me. If this motion is to stand, it really needs to get flushed out. There's no mention of how these organizations are chosen. Are we going to be letting any organization that asks have a chance to provide a Zoom presentation? That doesn't seem appropriate at all. And it's my opinion that something like this is much more geared towards a town hall, and we don't have an outreach committee, I don't believe. Until we have an outreach committee that can manage this sort of presentation, or you know, us hosting something like that, we should have a committee first and have, you know, representation from the LSB on that that. So I think that it's premature to be suggesting this without a committee, a proper
10 seconds.
Committee to filter who's going to be speaking at our LSBs.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. Chapasha, you're up to play.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think this is a very good idea whose time has come, and especially that we are going to use the time in between the meetings to do outreach, to focus on outreach and growing the audience for KPFK. I think that becomes very important to have this opportunity for representation at these meetings. As you know, the audience potential is vast, and I speak on behalf of the Inland Empire, which I think is the out there hanging fruit to be harvested by KPFK with a plan of action. And I think this goes into that direction, and I'm very excited about it. And I ran on the campaign based on the fact that we can increase the listenership through contact. And I think having people come to LSB meeting and have their voice heard is one of them. How that is done is something else. Thank you.
Thank you, Chapasha. And Ian Johnson, you are speaking against. Go ahead.
Yes, this is a problematic motion. For one thing, it's going to cut into public comment time. If we're talking about building membership, what would be more insulting to our members than cutting their time to speak to us? There's also the question of what counts as a progressive organization. Who decides what is progressive? I certainly wouldn't agree with many of the choices, I believe, of the member who put forward this motion and spoke in support of it. I certainly don't want to see LA's fake progressive magazine run by New Day getting special. What's going on? I keep hearing noise. LA's fake progressive magazine run by New Day's Sharon Kyle getting extra promotional time during our meetings. Now, if somebody wants to make a presentation, they should speak to the chair.
10 seconds.
Chair can, you know, make the agendas in secret the way they do already. But to take time from our listener comment is inappropriate and unacceptable, and there's no workable way to decide who's progressive. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Okay, Secretary Leithorpe, please take the vote.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. And just to reiterate, to vote yes on this is to vote for the motion. To vote no is to vote down the motion. Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta, no. Thank you. Cristina Avalos.
Yes.
Cristina Avalos, yes. Thank you. Ninel Centeno.
No.
Ninel Centeno, no. Thank you. Ariana Gladney.
Come back to me.
Will do. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan Goodman, yes. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
Come back to me.
Will do. Ian Johnston. Say again.
No, please.
Ian Johnston, no. Thank you. Velia Jones.
Yes.
Velia Jones, yes. Thank you. Chipasha Luchembe. Chipasha Luchembe?
You're still muted.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Chipasha Luchembe, yes. Thank you. Jack Neff.
No.
Jack Neff, no. Thank you. Brenda Martinez. Correction, sorry. She's not here. Nancy DeParco.
Yes.
Nancy DeParco, yes. Thank you. Robert Payne. Robert
yes.
Payne? Robert yes. Payne, yes. Thank you. Milo Reason.
Yes.
Milo Reason, yes. Thank you. Janine Rohn.
No.
Janine Rohn, no. Thank you. Lee Thorpe, I'll vote yes. Oscar Ulloa.
Vote no.
Oscar Ulloa votes no. Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman, yes. Thank you. Adam Woman.
Yes.
Adam Woman, yes. Thank you. Carlos Zavala.
Yes.
Carlos Zavala, yes. Thank you. Coming back to Ariana Gladney.
No.
Ariana Gladney, no. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
No.
Nikki Hahn, no. Thank you. And Mr. Chair, would you like to take a vote on this motion?
Why don't you count them first, please?
11 yes and not 8 no.
Okay.
So in that case, would you like to abstain, Mr. Chair?
Well, I do support the motion. You didn't put
that down. Donka Brickley, yes. Thank you. So it comes out to 12 total for yes and 8 total for no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I do want to note that some of the comments made by Janine and other by Janine are entirely reasonable, and they will be working with management to take cognizance of those objections. Number three, report of management and PNB reports. 15 minutes. 3.1. The ED report was distributed via email on February 5th, 2026. So we've all seen that. 3.2, the management report. Is Ace Estwick in the house? Okay, I'm going to ask, I don't hear you, Ace. Okay, he had some things to say, but it's fine. I'm going to ask Jan Goodman to both talk about the management and the Pacifica National Board. Go ahead, Jan.
Yes. The executive director's report was included as an appendix to the agenda, and so it was posted online, and members have all received it. I thought it was a really significant report, and then
before you start, Jan, can I say something?
Yes.
Okay. So the Pacific National Board, there were a couple of motions real quick that I'll read. 3.3, a motion adopted about management approval of events and publications, and then 3.3B, invitation to KPFK LSB to us to make recommendations about surveys. So Pacifica will be initiating listener surveys and invites our input about what needs to be addressed. This is very important. This is surveying our members, and we will have want to have active participation of all of us in that. Okay, go ahead, Jan.
Okay, so later on in the agenda today, we're going to be discussing what kind of information we would like to elicit from our members, from the KPFK listener sponsors, as to, you know, what information we would like about them or from them. So that is going to be later on in the agenda. And attached to the report are different surveys and results of surveys, so that I really recommend that people look at those things to see what kind of information has been gotten and that we might get, so we can focus on what we would like to know and make those recommendations to management. So that's very important. The other, one of the other things that I think is extremely important is the progress that we are making towards doing national news coverage, including not only the five sister stations, but also the affiliate network. And I might say that one of the reasons that I personally have been involved with Pacifica is because we have the structure to really give the left perspective all over the country. And this is a major step in that direction. I won't read it to you. The bottom line is, though, that we've begun doing these national programs, and there's a 1-year plan, a 3-year plan, and a 5-year plan to actually move this forward. So I really urge everyone to read that. And then the other thing is that there has been a search, as Janine noted, for a year, for more than a year, for a permanent GM. And the results are have been attached to the most recently sent out agenda, which is a matrix which just identifies people by a number and shows what kind of experience they have and whether they're willing to come to Los Angeles. And unfortunately, we had a lot of applications from people who thought that they could be the general manager from some other part of the country. The executive director, I think correctly, has decided that that's not practical and not realistic. And so we ended up with just a couple of people who were willing to be local. And, you know, they don't even have experience in half the areas they need to have experience in. So it looks very sad to me. But that is attached also. And so that's the highlights of what's been going on the national front. There's also, a clear, going through the information about the fact that we definitely continue to have our 501c3 status is intact and we can raise money. There have been all kinds of rumors and disinformation saying that we can't raise money, that we're no longer 501c3, but it goes through all the details of that in the executive director's report. And lastly, that we're in the final period of getting an audit firm, and it looks like we are going to have an audit firm very, very soon. But the contract is not written, but the plan is that they would do 2 sets of 2-year audits, and then we would be caught up by the end of the year. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jan. I want to note that we are behind in our time. We did take the time for all the objections. And the comment period you were talking about was to be right now, but we are also right up against the new business. There is none but the LSB member community announcements with the remaining 5 minutes before we go to time.
Certain. Oh, my God.
So, yes, that's what happens when, but it's the way things go. So we're going to go to LSB member community announcement right now. So everybody has a chance to 60-second limit. And if anybody wants to comment on what Jan talked about, you can put it in there. This is the talk
Chair,
for all of
Mr.
us to
Chair,
hear from each other.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can we use this 5 minutes to talk about the survey and what people would like to have on the survey instead of announcements?
Yeah, are we still within the 15 minutes timekeeper of that segment? Nancy?
No, I guess not. Can people encourage people to put public comment in the chat?
Okay, you can put the public comment in the chat. And then we're going to go to LSB member community announcements. So this is a time for anybody here to basically speak to anything you want to announce and let us go. And I see, Janine, is that a legacy hand up or you want to speak to this agenda item?
I'd like to speak. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Janine. And then, Elizabeth, then Myla, and then, okay, we'll take it from there. And to get everybody in, let's take, we only have 3 minutes now. Let's take 30 seconds each, okay? Go ahead, Janine.
So I have 30 seconds?
Yes, you have 30 seconds, otherwise people won't be able behind you to talk before we go to public comment.
All right. Well, first, I'd like to mention that we do not have the executive director here to do any kind of Q&A for us, nor do we have an IGM here, which they should be presenting their own reports. Also, this portion that I'm most concerned about is the news, the national news. It talks of a core, quote, core working group, and it doesn't define who that is. Who are our representatives that are from KPFK that are on this editorial team mentioned? We have no local news. And what are the plans for local news coverage here in Southern California? We've taken Pacifico.
Okay, I think that's 30 seconds, Janine.
No, what are their overall plans
and,
for
local news? Okay, and next up is Elizabeth Milos. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
I belong in public comment.
Elizabeth's not up.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Elizabeth, wait for the community in 2 minutes.
Okay,
Myla, you're
so,
up.
Yeah, it's 11:28. I just say that we go, we honor the time certain of community comments in 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much. Who is 2024? Is that one of our board members? I don't think so.
Okay. That is Bella DeSoto.
That okay? You're up. Not now, Bella. Okay, Jack Neff, you're up.
Yeah, I think the majority is using the ED report, emphasizing the relationship with the IRS and Pacifica's 501c3. But the fact is that in California, the mandatory paperwork from the California Department of Charitable Organizations Office of the California Attorney General, Pacifica, is still suspended. But there's no addressing this. So the majority who has control of the agenda, who has control of the meetings, who is dominating this discussion, needs to come up with some answer about why is Pacifica still in the doghouse with the state of California.
30 seconds.
Mandatory, not...
You can cut them off. We need to go to public comment. It's time certain. Thank you. Okay, public comment, time certain, 11:30. Up to 30 minutes. So welcome all community members. It's your time. No LSB speaking here, please. And you have 90 seconds the first time and 60 seconds the second time. Now, after 90 seconds, you'll get a 10-second warning, and then up to 12 seconds afterwards to complete your thought or idea, and then you'll be muted to give time for the next person. And we'll hear from everybody first that hasn't had a time to speak first for 90 seconds, and then go to the 60 seconds. The other thing is, please be respectful of all people, and no ad hominem attacks against people. You will be muted for that. Meaning don't speak about other persons in a disrespectful way when they are not here to defend themselves. And also to say that, we have 30 minutes here, and if we have a robust discussion, it'll take all 30 minutes. If we exhaust everyone, we will end early. That usually doesn't happen, but we'll see. So welcome, Elizabeth. You are up first, and then Bella, and then Connect Huerta, and then Fred Cook.
Thank you. I would like to address the issue that the majority on the PMB and the New Day majority in particular have been proposing this new bylaws, which is an actual violation because there's no provision for approving bylaws amendments via settlement, not even in the properly adopted 2025 settlement bylaws. Improperly adopted bylaws cannot claim to be proper when they're violating the original bylaws, which is the 2003 one, Article 17 in particular, its own, because it's also included in the 2025, and California nonprofit corporate codes. The original bylaws require a wide membership vote. If there's going to be changes to members' voting rights, proxy rights, quorum terms, and different effects on membership class. And there will definitely be affecting voting rights, because this so-called national voting, as well as most of the voting on the LSBs, are going to be winner-take-all, not ranked choice, as is improperly noted in the bylaws, because these are going to be one candidate position votes. And so it's going to be a winner-take-all, especially for the officer position.
10 seconds.
Which would basically create perpetual seating of majorities on Pacifica.
90 seconds.
Goes against the Pacifica mission, which should be including dissenting voices and all the voices of all the different communities, and will be losing local control as well.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Bella DeSoto, you're up, Bella.
Thank you. So thank you, Elizabeth Milos. I want to address two issues here regarding the so-called rescheduling of these meetings. The reason why KPFA and KPFT have turned to this rescheduling is because they're controlled by New Day Pacifica, the LSBs. What you're doing is sidestepping the elections, the bona fide elections that are supposed to take place this year, which next month, March, you are supposed to, the ED and the PMB are supposed to be constructing, hiring an election supervisor to start conducting the process of elections. This is not being talked about here today. And what you're doing is you're sidestepping again. This is going along with a dictatorial template that has been continued for 2 years by this takeover of New Day. The motions that have been passed here today, Jack put it very well, is to silence dissent, to silence minority voices. All these motions, everything you are doing is to restrict participation and voices, and want to use each of the seats as a cash cow, nothing more. You do not care what we have to say. You will do as you wish, and you're starting to do as you wish, and you silence the minority at every month meeting. And
thank you, Bella. Connect Huerta.
Hi, hello.
Hello, we do hear you.
I hope everything is well. The audience has noticed an increase in censorship during LSB meetings. Legitimate discussion are being blocked under the justification of maintaining order. So order cannot be used as an excuse to silence criticism or avoid accountability. Despite the progressive, supposedly democratic and community-based rhetoric, this may be a case of discrimination because those who are marginalized are people of color and Latinos, and we have the right to denounce this. In light of these practices, the credibility of the 2026 election is called into question. So I ask, what guarantees are there that the process will be fair and transparent based on the discretionary manner in which decision making is handled? The credibility of the 2026 elections is called into question. Finally, community trust in the electoral process has been seriously undermined. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next up is Fred Cook.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, we hear you.
I want to second what Elizabeth said about the illegal bylaws changes. My observation of the content of the meeting today is that there are two initiatives that seriously restrict public participation. Cutting the number of meetings to half means that's half the amount of time for public comment. Also, adding a Zoom presentation to the public comment period further restricts the amount of time for public comment. I worry that focus on a national news program when some stations don't have local news programs is a sidestep. And the dealing with the financial situation really does need more attention. That's gotten swept under the rug a lot in the last couple of years. So I hope that some of this will lead to changes, but I think the voices of the minority that are calling for these kinds of changes are systematically being excluded. I feel sad about this because I hear fabulous promotions on air expressing all the right values, but the actual process of the governance doesn't match that, and I feel disappointed about that. I'm a longtime listener. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Arnoldo.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, as others have already voiced, my concerns deal with the fact that you guys want to have the number of meetings that are being had throughout the year. That means that us as listeners have less time to actually give feedback, that you want to cut into it with additional presentations during the public comment hour, public comment period, is a problem because as a station, you guys have a responsibility first to the community. You guys operate off of the donations that we provide. And if you're lowering the time that we have in order to participate, then that's a problem. I'm not happy with these motions that are being passed.
Did you mean by your comment in the chat about...
Are you still...
Okay. No, that's all. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Arnoldo. Charlie Wilkin, you are up.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Charlie.
All right. My name's Charlie Wilkin. I've been working as the volunteer operations manager for 3 years at KPFK. I've been up to Mount Wilson 40 times this year and work about 3 days a week at the local in Glendale. And what I ran for the LSB 3 years ago, and then I didn't get elected, so I decided to put in a lot of volunteer time as I'm retired. And I'm a little sad to hear you want to have less meetings, but I don't blame you, because if the IGM and ED don't show up and don't give an excuse, it's kind of like, what kind of democracy do we have when whatever is said and done at these meetings is not considered, you know, by management? So I'm saying that we need, in the future, it would be nice to require the ED and the IGM to give an excuse if they can't make it. The other thing, I have a number of roles. I have worked on social media. I developed a TikTok site called KPFK Media that does a lot of news reporting in Los Angeles. And I think that's the weakest area of KPFK, which is an area of local news. I also agree with Jack Neff. I get volunteers during fundraising times, and we need California to approve of our status as a nonprofit to help us raise funds. We call high. We've gotten $1,000 donors to give $1,000 in a phone call. We could do more if California knew, could reapprove us as a nonprofit.
Thank you, Charlie. And if you have more to say, you have 60 seconds later. I hope you stay. Elizabeth's already spoken. So has, let me see, who hasn't spoken? Elizabeth Mejia, have you spoken? I don't think so.
No, I haven't.
Okay, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to make some comments about what is going on in our communities. ICE is everywhere. Our First Amendment rights are being stomped on, and we rely on KPFK more than ever right now to uphold free speech values. And the fact that you are guys just are considering like, oh, well, we're going to have during public comments, you know, presentations from people on Zoom, so disrespectful to our community and to what we're going through. We need more public participation more than ever. We're trying to get the Spanish-speaking community more involved with the local station board. And to me, that's just a slap in the face just to decide that you're going to have Zoom presentations with progressive organizations. And another thing is that it goes along the lines with deciding to have meetings every other month with everything that's going on in this country. How could you even think that would be helpful to have discussions every other month? That's just a tactic of you guys trying to control and not have discussions. That's why you want to limit these meetings. But we're going to work hard to let the public know what is going on, because this is unacceptable.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Carol Wolfley.
Thank you. I want to give a shout out for California Solartopia, a show that fights for our planet's future. There are long-standing movements and communities across California and the United States concerned about environmental threats, and I believe these urgent issues need to be addressed by our Pacifica stations and planet. California Solartopia breaks down California's fiercest ecological battles, the urgent need to shut down the Diablo Canyon, defending wetlands, stopping plastics, exposing the dangers of nuclear energy, and fracking. Pacifica and KPFK need this kind of show that can stand up for clean energy, urban forests, and a world free of toxic threats. The most recent show was on Trump's nuke nightmare, talking about how New York governor endorsed a $33 billion atomic bailout and the dangerous partnerships between Donald Trump and Democratic governors gutting reactor safety while attacking solar, wind, geothermal, and battery solutions. California's Solartopia is worthy of serious consideration by KPFK and Pacifica management. And I want to thank everyone who voted for changing the focus of public comments
90 seconds
community to to community activism and media. It's very urgently needed instead of food fights. Thanks.
Thank you, Carol. Call in user 2. You need to unmute. I can see. Okay.
Am I calling user number 2?
You're calling public comment section of KPFK. Is that where you want to be?
Yes, but you said call in user number 2, and I
that's
don't know
you.
How I'm at.
That's
okay,
you.
Great.
Okay,
so,
go ahead.
This is Serene Robertson. This is Serene Robertson calling from New York, where we are freezing. Unfortunately, some people literally, but I'm a member of the WBILSB and a member of the PNB, and I wanted to invite the board members and absolutely the community to join WBAI next Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have a town hall meeting. You know, in April, again in March, the PNB, which granted itself an extra year, and locked the offices in place, even when it's clear that that may not have always been a good idea, they changed the bylaws using a, quote, settlement in a lawsuit that Pacifica was winning. And they've taken away a number of member rights as individual voters, as LSB members representative of the communities who elected them. And that's a problem. They also refuse to actually have a discussion or to even publicize the fact that these bylaws have been changed. I asked, as a member of the PNB Governance Committee, that we actually put the bylaws, such as they are, on hold and do a publicity campaign for a month, letting members know that, as far as some people are concerned, the bylaws have been changed. As far as other people are concerned, the bylaws have been illegally violated, and there's a lawsuit about that. I guess you will learn more as things go on. But certainly, if you go to kpftx.org, we are having a town hall meeting. Everyone gets to speak. If you know about the bylaws, great. If you don't, that's fine too. We can learn. We can disagree. Get that. In the USA, under the banner of democracy, we get to disagree. You don't get muted. You don't get sent to the waiting room indefinitely or mysteriously. You get to speak and you get to listen. So that's next Saturday, the 14th, Valentine's Day. We love Pacifica. Please be sure to join us. And also go to pacificafightback.org. We have a comparison chart there. We're revising it. It'll be up by tomorrow. Please see what has changed in the bylaws that we're all supposed to be operating under, because Pacifica belongs to all of us, not just to those with money.
Thank you, Serene. Sheila, you're up.
Thank you very much. I've been holding up the sign, bring back Informativo Pacifica now. This is really unbelievable. In the height of ICE and government attacks on immigrants, in a city that's like half Latino immigrants, Spanish-speaking, other language-speaking communities, you take off the air Informativo Pacifica, a professionally produced radical news program, which at one point was the national board in its, you know, previous incarnation, had ordered all stations to carry this program. This program should be on 5 days a week, and Spanish language programming should be increased in LA and especially in Texas, in Houston, Texas. This is why I hold up this sign that says, end racism in Pacifica. You know, we don't need more BS of like, I'm not racist because I don't see color and I don't use the N word or the C word or the J word or whatever, right? We need action. Okay. Bring back Informativo Pacifica now.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you very much. Ruben Tapia.
Hello. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can now, Ruben. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I would like to say that right now we are not living in normal times. And what I hear, since I start to listen to this Zoom, you know, I don't see the urgency of what's going on in our country. Our country might be tearing apart if we not do something. And fortunately, right now, there's a little pushback and very successful. And Pacifica need to be, you know, particularly this board need to be more active and engaging in the community. And I don't see this urgency, particularly when right now this LSB is just vote to divert 1 month the meetings. You know, this is a crazy the way to do business. At the beginning to, you know, the way that improve participation is encourage participation and is to be with a well oily LSB, which is going to be acting in our community. And also I'm very concerned about the lack of actually that the violation of the spirit of Pacifica, that we need to be democratized and increase participation. Right now, there's a lot of people
90 seconds.
In our community engaged, particularly young people, and needs to be reflect in inclusion and the participation in this kind of meetings, because the whole democracy is at stake in as well as Pacifica as a progressive meeting.
120 seconds.
Thank you,
Ruben. Thank you very much. Leo Tolentino.
Hey, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Leo.
All right, so I have a couple things to mention. So to piggyback off of what Ruben was saying, these are not normal times. And because of that, we have to obviously adjust to that. So to bring up a few things that I saw here was that there's a lot of organizational, structural, and time management issues that could be handled offline instead of trying to create votes online. And I don't know how you guys would go about fixing that, but that should be something that should be dealt with. Another thing is to even suggest less meetings and less public time is outrageous considering, again, these are not normal times. And because of that, we have to adjust. Real quick too, I want to say that I agree with Charlie and Arnoldo. And that's pretty much it for right now. You guys are in a position of power. So to try to suggest or simplify things as dichotomies of saying if you're trying to do capitalistic stuff, then you're not leftist, then that's a very narrow type of thinking and that should be avoided. So that's pretty much all I have to say for today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you so much. I think Meredith Brown hasn't spoken, and then we'll go to second speakers. Meredith?
Hello. My name is Meredith Brown. I'm a volunteer with Enfoque Latino and also a Poncho Hour of Power. I'm an immigration defense lawyer. And, yeah, we're in extraordinary times. KPFK is a beacon of hope, and I'm a little surprised there's only, like, 45 participants. We should have hundreds. I'm not volunteering, but you guys, you really should have an outreach committee. I'm surprised about that. And I'm new. I've never been to one of these meetings and I can't believe you're cutting time. If anything, we should be doubling the time, you know, 2 weeks or 2 meetings a month. I think that the Spanish language programming is excellent. Ruben in particular, he does such incredible professional work. And that really needs to be supported. I wholeheartedly, in terms of the elections and the division and who's up, who's down, I don't understand. All I want to do is help people. and reach into the power that's already there, you know, within the different communities that are being oppressed right now. So we really need to pull together. I mean, I know that it's a very democratic process within KPFK, but we really need to focus on the community right now because we're getting our asses kicked, basically. And we need to continue with community presentations. I'm bilingual. This is what I do on the weekends. It's really important to get the word out about rights. We all know this.
90 seconds.
Yeah, we need to continue with that and be more transparent, obviously. But that's it, basically. Let's get an outreach committee going and let's see at least 200 people at these meetings, if not thousands. Thank you.
Thank you, Meredith. Okay, second time. Elizabeth, you're up with 60 seconds, and then Carol was up, and then Leo.
Yeah, there's a lot of disinformation being put forth by this so-called settlement majority on the PMB right now. Regarding these 2025 by improperly adopted bylaws, Article 17 states very clearly that these kind of bylaws to be, in order to be adopted, the ones which would change members' voting rights, as proxy rights, quorum terms, and different effect on membership class would need to be done via a referendum vote. There were already two referendum votes. The last one, actually, was upheld in a judge's ruling. The rejection of the amendment was upheld by the judge's ruling because it was recognized that the staff vote had voted against it. And instead of that, we ended up having this fake settlement.
60 seconds
basically
done.
Basically, the same persons who were on the majority control of the PMB were also on the so-called plaintiff side, and they
70 seconds
this,
done.
This fake settlement. And we're dealing with a winner-take-all kind of voting system, which...
Thank you, Elizabeth.
80 seconds done.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Carol Wolfley, you're up. Second time, 60 seconds.
Thank you. I want to say how important and the topic on the agenda for surveys is. I hope that the board will be able to talk about surveys and work with finding out what are the needs of the communities. And I really appreciate. Estoy muy agradecida a toda la gente que hablaron de la situación de inmigración. I think we need to be hearing specifics from community members about what is happening in their groups, their organizations, and I really appreciate everybody who talked about working together right now to address these issues. And I want to thank the people who worked on having the issues about immigration and some of the attacks and the mobilizations in Los Angeles on the Pacifica Evening News.
I think, go ahead, keep speaking. You move in and out and we lose your voice.
Oh, I want to thank everyone who worked on having the immigration issues come onto the Pacifica Evening News, which is across California. And, I know that some of the people in this meeting worked on that, and I very much appreciate that LA and the news interns from LA are giving input nationally to Pacifica. So thank you.
Thank you. Bella, you're up. 60 seconds, and it will be that. We're at 11:59. Go ahead, Bella.
Hi, thank you very much. I would like to speak. I feel that everyone has spoken on a lot of the issues, but we all share a common threat. It's that this board, which is controlled by the majority of the PMB, New Day, who has instituted these unlawful bylaws on April 10th last year, have continued to violate the essence, the tenets of the original bylaws of Pacifica Foundation, Inc., which were democratic, instead a pattern of dictatorial procedures has been instituted, which control, delude,
and disinform the public. And reducing these meetings is further evidence of that. You are not interested on what the community has to say.
60 seconds is over.
No interest.
Okay, it is now 12 p.m. time certain for adjournment.
What about the election?
Sunday,
what about
8th,
this year's election?
Yes,
what about this year's
time?
Election?
And I call this meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming. We'll see you at the next meeting, Sunday, April 13th, 10:30 a.m. And I want to say, as board chair, I really look forward to working with immigration community. We're going to have more time to be with people in the community on community outreach, programming, fundraising, and membership. That's the reason for the every other week, because I wouldn't have time to organize this event, and you're going to be very pleased. It'll be a bilingual event with top people, and that's all I can say now. We need to work it out with management, but there's going to be a lot of energy that has been consumed in these battles with us, and we've gotten really nothing done over the last.
You're doing racist, man. I mean, you're talking about
trying a way where we can take all this energy and move it to the community and represent you.
You're doing racist,
so,
man.
Thank you for all that.
No, you're racist, just like most of you are racist.
Take care.
Don't tell me that.